Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
We won Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. After snapping a five-game losing streak on Tuesday, the Columbus Blue Jackets looking to make it back-to-back wins when they host the Minnesota Wild at Nationwide tonight. Jet Greaves gets the start in goal. Zach Aston-Reese, who has been a healthy scratch recently, returns to the lineup in place of Brendan Gaunce. Gaunce is in Cleveland as he and his wife are expecting the birth of their child. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan gets underway at 6:30 tonight. Puck drop is at 7. The 21st-ranked Ohio State women's basketball team in action tonight, hosting Norfolk State at 6:30. Tyler Danberg has the call over on The Fan, too, beginning at 6:15. Tip is at 6:30. Thursday night football, a big NFC West matchup as the Seattle Seahawks host the Los Angeles Rams at 8:15. You can hear that one over on The Fan 2 immediately after the Buckeyes women's basketball game. Breaking sports news as it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
All right, here we go. Rothman and Ice, Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice Hayes, and the Loose Cannon. Boys, how we feeling?
Feeling great, man. Feeling great. College football playoff right around the corner.
Playoffs?
Big one tonight in the NFL and the NFC West. And
I got something for you on that.
Back in here with you guys and our wonderful listeners. What up to everybody in the chat? How we feeling today? You good?
All right, so we'll have Ian Harditz on from Fantasy Life at 1:30. Now, before you all say, oh, I don't want to hear about fantasy.
Well, before you do that,
I
want
to hear about fantasy.
How are you? You good today? You know,
Locked in.
Okay, I can tell.
I'm locked in.
I'm checking in on my boy, making sure I'm ready
locked
to go
in.
Today.
This is the most important thing ever.
Okay. I got, it is a big
weekend. I already feel like, And I'm not it's ready to just bail on my team and just say it's over. But
taking people behind the curtains a little bit, AR and I have talked so much about the fantasy playoffs, like in between every segment, before and after the show. It just consumes
what
everything.
What am I waiting
right
to win
now?
An Oscar? Like, come on.
You got Emmys already.
I'm not ready. I told you this before. I don't have a manuscript. I don't have a manuscript in my desk. I'm not here to write the great American novel. I don't want to direct movies. I don't want to paint. I like sports.
The EGOT is the Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, Tony's.
Correct.
Tony's.
Tony. Okay. Tony's okay. Taking me to Sardi's. So I was looking up on whether or not. And I'll tease it this way. We may have a live bench ad on the air with Ian Harditz.
I'm here for it.
But I want to warn you about one thing.
Yeah.
This is the deep dive that you have to do in fantasy. If you're thinking about changing for offensive stats. The game is in Seattle, correct?
Yeah. 12s will be rocking. 12s will be rocking.
Rainy, windy, gusty. What do you think of that, Hattie?
Well,
I bring to the table. Real feel 39.
Yeah.
Probably in the second half with wind gusts in the 30s.
I don't love hearing this because I'm a guy that in my other league scooped up Colby Parkinson, the tight end for the Rams that has been cooking with hot grease here recently. And so I had a lot of confidence waking up this morning that he was ready to go. And especially, AR, if we don't see Davante Adams suiting up for the Rams, which I don't think he
on paper. It's a nice play.
It is.
He's been hot.
Yeah.
He's attached to Stafford, and no Davante means more targets. A lot of tight end sets they run. Seattle's defense is pretty good, but I'm just out there now thinking that this doesn't feel great. The over under is 42.5, and for these two teams.
Yeah,
they can score. I'm not loving that.
Okay, I'm going to roll with it. With it because I don't have really any other option better than him. But he's been one of the hottest names in the fantasy streets over the last 48 hours. That's for sure.
We'll get Ian's feel on that at 12:30.
Can't wait.
So that's what we're locked in for. That's it.
It's a massive game, too.
And we get to hear Al Michaels tonight, correct?
On Amazon? I think it's Alan Herbie,
and
right?
We get to hear him do his Colby Parkinson.
Oh, I don't think I've caught this yet.
Oh, I think it's his favorite name to call.
I have not caught this yet.
I can't do an Al Michaels, but the people that can attached Colby Parkinson to the impersonation all the time.
Okay.
The multiple syllables helps.
Who did Gruden used to love when he was on the call? Somebody that played for the Falcons, I think. Like Gruden had a name that he really leaned into, I think, when he was on the call. And that's bugging me that I can't remember, but he was one of those guys that was all in on somebody's name and really locked
recently?
In. No, this was years ago when he was doing Monday Night Football. That's bad on me for not remembering, but I gotta, man, I want to say it was somebody that played for the Falcons. Could be way off on that.
So you need to do a deep dive on finding Al Michaels saying Colby Parkinson. He loves it. All right, so we'll have Ian Hart at 12:30, and we'll have Mike Petraglia at 2:30 talking Bengals, and then we'll try to, you know, bring Joe Burrow into the therapy session and see if we can't work some things out for him.
Because it feels like he needs
either a 5-touchdown day or just shut her down and just kind of decompress from the season.
Yeah, just some lingering comments or maybe some odd comments to me that if you were a Bengal fan, I think you got to be a little uncomfortable with what the future could potentially look like. So, yeah, we'll definitely have to get into that.
I did see, we've always talked about this, like, most of us, if we win the lottery, we'll check out and do some things we love and do some things we never had a chance to do as we bless the rains. And I would say that you, though, will come in for three days a week.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, so you're not even really, like, if anything, I would do the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then I would have these long weekends. The Monday, Wednesday, Friday, if I was coaching you, I'd say, hey, no, just rip off three in a row, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then you're at all.
Yeah, I like that counsel from you. I do like that. My mind went to the things I would be able to talk about. Reacting on Monday is kind of the midweek thing.
Maddie, you're a lottery winner. You come in here and talk about whatever you want.
That's true.
Even if we've already talked about it.
And I did kind of move the goalposts on myself, and I was like, you know, I don't know if I'm coming in the building. You know, I'll Zoom in.
Yeah,
I'll pull the Uncle Bo and do the show from the crib. Yeah.
So I saw that the Penguins, the mighty Pittsburgh Penguins, are going to be sold here to new owners. And so Fenway Sports Group is out after 4 years, and they're being sold to the Hoffman family. And I don't know, they're Chicago-based. I don't know who they are. I don't know much about it. I probably should. But they're in the hockey. They've dipped their toe in the hockey waters before, like with an ECHL team. And one of the guys is the CEO of the companies. And they've really always been interested in acquiring an NHL or an NBA team, so now he got his wish. And so, but here we are. And I would say if you had all the money in the world, I don't think I'd want to go franchise. I don't know why. I know it's the ultimate toy for a sports fan to say I'm the owner of a franchise. Mm-hmm. They don't all make money. I know a lot of them do. Like if you're Dallas or, you know, you're the Knicks, you're like, those teams are going to make money all the time, but I don't like if I said to you, you know, you could own the Ravens or I could own the Vikes or he could own the Steelers. Like would that be the ultimate thing to have to manage that and feel like to be a liked owner? Or I guess the goal is to bring a championship or another one in his case or another one in your case. I think if I was the owner of the Vikes, you'd be fine because you'd be buying into a situation where they don't have a Super Bowl. Maybe you could one day be the owner that delivered that. But I don't know if the owners ever really get a good shake on this. Like, even if they have a great team, they're not loved. They're mostly hated.
It's rare that you really see the owner out in front kind of getting the credit. Like, and even when we watched Brady and Belichick running off, ripping off all those Super Bowls, nobody was really, I think, pointing to Robert Kraft as the reason why. And so with the way that I'm wired, I wouldn't want to do all the board meetings and just all the stuff that you still have to do as like work kind of day in and day out as an owner of a team. If I was that wealthy, I'm just cutting checks to some charities and then I'm everywhere around the world. You wouldn't be able to find me. I don't think I'd want to do that every day type of grind.
I would say buy the 50-yard line suite.
Okay.
Have that. And that would be your attachment to the team. For me, now I say that never having the opportunity and never will, but you're right. Robert Kraft, even Irsay in his heyday was, I know he's kind of quirky, but I don't think your guy is Steve Bisciotti.
Yeah.
Is he the guy?
Yeah, he's there. Yeah.
I know people like the Rooney family. I mean, you can't argue with the track record, you know, with the Rooneys in charge, but And now then, it's kind of just
I'm more
middling.
Concerned about the Pirates in that part of town.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Could save them, but I don't know what I'd do. If I had all the money in the world, I would definitely donate some payroll. I wouldn't probably fund the entire thing. I might donate them a couple contracts for players.
Because then you got to his point, you got to keep cutting checks, AR. You know, you got to sign off on those $40 million a year type of contracts for your quarterback. That's your money.
Then you get the, you know, you're always going to run into when the stadium gets old and the new I need a new state-of-the-art stadium, and I got to hold the city franchise.
You got to throw on a hard hat and look at some blueprints.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much work.
I mean, I'm looking at some of these teams, and I'm just like, as I'm looking at standings, I'm like, okay, so Robert Kraft, New England, pretty solid. Like his, like he, when he got Belichick, that's a massive move, right?
Yeah.
Ursay compared to his father, Bob, your boy, Steve Bisciotti. Like he's a good owner. The Rooney family, like I think we can just, I think they have a certain floor of respect for a lot of sports fans. Arthur Blank, I think is liked. I was looking at the Falcons. He's liked. I don't know about, he's missed on a couple coaching hires, but he's fairly liked. But yeah, I don't even see this as as something I would do.
No, I don't think it's that enjoyable. Yeah. I don't think I would enjoy doing
it. And it's
that.
Touted I as really like don't. The ultimate toy for a guy who loves sports.
Yeah, it's a flex. Being a billionaire, time, you know, over and over again, and being able to cut a check like that to own a team. But like we were saying, there's just so much to do after that. When I make it, you know, if I ever make it, which I won't, but if I did in my crazy mind, like, you won't be able to find me. I'm on a yacht somewhere, private jet here. Like, I'm just completely off the grid. I kind of live my life like that now.
I remember when I was doing the show with Bo, it's when Haslam got the Browns. And he and I were doing that show, and we both had this feeling that since he was a minority interest owner in the Steelers, that this was an instant credibility, that he knows how to win. He's been part of a great culture. Yeah. Like, it had that feel to it.
And he's handed out one of the worst contracts in NFL history.
Now it's sports history.
Yeah. But when we did it, it sounded pretty
There's
good on
credibility
paper.
Credibility to it. Yeah,
there was.
I get it.
All right, we're going to come back. Speaking of the Browns, Kevin Stefanski, should he have some staying power? We'll discuss the details next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And well, we smell a little, but whew, you've accepted that. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. Millions of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
As we go into the afternoon, wild warm winds will help those temperatures get into the mid to low 50s for central Ohio. A mix of sun and clouds early with chances of rain developing a little bit in the afternoon and early evening, but the biggest, heaviest will be overnight into the early morning hours on Friday. Switching into some snow showers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
DeMar Hamlin, I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Anthony once ran the table on the World 9-Ball Champion. Coincidentally, Maddie is out looking for a Magic 8-Ball. Signs point to, this is Rothman and Ice.
All right, he's the man. He's our friend Ian Harditz at NB Fantasy Life. And, man, do we have some questions for you, dude. Get ready. Like, this is not going to be easy for you. I hope you're ready for this.
Hey, man, we're trying to predict the future with a sport using a ball that's not even round. So it's never easy, but I'm ready. Let's go.
So Maddie and I are both in the semis. We don't play each other. But I have the tight end question for you is this. So I've had Tyler Warren all year. Now he's attached to Phillip Rivers. And so I feel like I'm in trouble. Red zone at bats are going to be bad. Would Rivers check down? Maybe. They're playing the Niners. And then Colby Parkinson, who's been really hot lately, and if Devontae doesn't play tonight, but then I just saw the weather forecast in Seattle for 30-mile-an-hour gusty winds and perhaps rain, and I'm not really loving it. And then the other couple, I was thinking I would grab Darren Waller and attach him. If Tua was still playing, I'd probably go with Waller. But now with Quinn Ewers, I don't want that either. The only other guy I see that maybe I'd replace Tyler with is maybe Dalton Schultz because they play the Raiders. So talk me through this. Do I wait and just sit with Tyler Warren because I've had him all year? Or do I have to make the move?
I think you got to kind of look at it from that, you know, sunk cost perspective. I have a league with Ashton Gentry where part of me is like, well, I drafted this dude in the second round. How am I not going to go to war with him, you know, in the semis? But I think we got to look at it, man, just try to score the most points possible. So I do lean Colby Parkinson over the guys you mentioned. I would have had Waller in front if we obviously didn't have Tua benched, and everything you brought up about the Colts makes sense as well. Weather's not ideal. I will invite you guys, if you really want, you know, a good meteorologist to give you the fantasy football takeaways for weather, rotogrinders.com/weather/NFL. Kevin Roth does a great job with that. So it sounds like the winds are going to be more severe early in the game and not necessarily a full 60-minute issue. And I will say, without having Devontae Adams in there, it's enough of a just alert to hopefully get those, you know, passing from Stafford inside the 5-yard line that I am leaning towards Partisan. So low-key, top 5 tight end in fantasy over the last 5 weeks. I will go with Parkinson in that table.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You got something else, AR?
Well, so the guy I'm playing just heard the conversation and picked him up. So, which I think is all fair. That's fine. But I think it's a little weak, too. Like, I think, like in that way, and I'm not saying I would have him, and I was leaning against the weather factor, but we kind of knew it was going to happen because he was waiting, and I wanted to kind of see, because I could have done this before we talked, and then I would have had him, and I could have always dropped him. But the fact that he picked him up listening to our conversation to block me, it's, I don't know, where do you stand on that?
I'm not going to lie, man. I have my home league, and now I'm in 20 leagues, so it's not like I can control all of them, but my home, you know, with the call studies and stuff, that's the one league where if I have a guy I want to buy low on, you know, I might send that trade offer out before I go ahead and tweet about it or announce it on the podcast.
Yeah.
So it's a cool game we play. If you are without Parkinson, though, now I would say Dalton Schultz, probably your guy. You know, CJ Stroud really has been playing good ball ever since he's returned. And, yeah, we could blowout game script against the Raiders. But you know what? You got to kind of score a lot of points in the first place to make it a blowout. So yeah. I'd probably go with Schultz.
I think it's a Bush League move just because he works here and he's listening to the segment. And I purposely wanted to make it for the segment and do it live on the air. So I think he probably should have let it happen if I was going to do it. Or at least given me the, okay, segment's over, are you doing it? But it just makes me want to beat him even more. So we're good.
Oh, my goodness. Ian, I want to ask you about DK Metcalf and how much confidence you have in him right now, because a pretty good matchup for him right this weekend with the defense that they're going against. But is he an absolute gotta start type of guy for you right now?
More or less, yeah. He's in my top 20 this week. Honestly, had that real long stretch where it wasn't getting much of anything going on there. But I just think when you do look at this matchup, it's a Lions secondary. It's been a mix of bad and just, you know, pretty banged up throughout most of the season. And they actually run more man coverage than any defense in the NFL. And accordingly, man, we've seen Jameis, Jordan Love, Dak, and most recently Matthew Stafford all pretty much go off against this group. So with DK, it's just more been a problem of volume than anything. The Steelers have those four tight ends, you know, Kenneth Gainwell that they're throwing the football to. But I think in a game like this, you know, in Detroit, we're going to see Goff and company on the fast track putting up points. They're probably going to force Rodgers' hand a little bit more to kind of air it out. So I'm going Metcalf against far, far more Lions.
All right, listen, defenses are whatever, right? You get to a certain floor, maybe you luck into a pick six. Those are tough. But you do, on the basis of it, you're trying to go up against bad offenses. So where are you on this eliminated Kansas City team playing at Tennessee versus maybe riding the Buffalo defense at Cleveland?
I will say the one I have over both of those would be the New Orleans Saints. They are at home against the Jets, and just everything you see from Brady Cook. I mean, four or five picks and taking like eight sacks in these first two games. So Saints actually would be my number one over the Chiefs, because those are the two that are available in more leagues than not, okay? And I just feel like, you know, the Saints, they're building towards next year. Kellen Moore, Tyler Shuck, it's not like they just had, again, Patrick Mahomes and the entire Super Bowl aspirations wiped out like the Chiefs have had. So a little bit of a difference, I think, in motivation there. If you do have the Bills, though, I would probably go ahead and lean there. Again, just more of a situation where they aren't available in a ton of leagues. So obviously Shador has had his flashes. I do wonder if they could finally get something going on the ground with Quinshon Judkins, because that Bills run D really has been rough for most of the season, particularly without Ed Oliver. But at the same time, Browns O-line pretty much backups all around. So wouldn't expect much there. So all in all, just give me the Bills.
I know we touched on some of the tight ends you could potentially pick up off the waiver wire, but just looking at the waiver wire as a whole outside of the tight end position, is there a guy or maybe a couple guys that you could pick up on your waiver wire that you would have confidence starting this week?
Yeah, I think the big name is going to be Michael Carter. The Cardinals apparently new RB1. Really been a turnstile at that position all year with James Conner and Trey Benson having the season-ending injuries. And honestly, Bam Knight was finally emerging as the guy that was starting to give fantasy managers some points, but he was out after the first play last week. And accordingly, Carter ended up having like an 80% snap roll. And just when you're on the field that often and seeing 15 to 20 touches, it's just really hard to fade anyone with that sort of workload. So it was Amari DiMercato's first game back from injury. That would be my one concern. Sometimes we see these guys ease back into action. So I would keep a little bit of an eye on that injury report. If Amari is going to be practicing in full, not even questionable, then maybe that'd be off Michael Carter just a little bit more. But for right now, I do think he's quality enough, you know, low-end RB2.
All right. So, but if it's between Buffalo and Kansas City, you're playing Buffalo.
Yeah. I think the motivation factor you brought up is the tiebreaker for me.
Yeah. All right, so that's obviously a pretty big decision here for us, because that was one of the ones defensively, and I agree with you. The Browns just laid an egg. Maybe they get some going with the run game, but you know, Justin Jefferson's not a play anymore, right? Like he's a bench or a cut at this point.
I can't quite bench him or cut him. But I will say, like, you could bench him in this case. It depends on the lineup and everything. Like, when you look at our consensus ranks, he's coming in about wide receiver 24. So he's just with guys that also have problems. We got Jalen Waddle in that same spot. Obviously, no more Tua there. You know, Tyrell McMillan's a little bit banged up. We got crowded offenses in Tampa Bay and Green Bay with some of those guys. So I will say with Jefferson, if you did watch that Cowboys game last week, unfortunately dropped a bit of a fastball from McCarthy in the end zone and then did score another touchdown on one of those kind of illegal formation penalties. So he's getting close. To McCarthy's credit, he has played back-to-back good games, and now they are getting another good matchup against the Giants. So, again, so sad in the year 2025 that I got guys like Wandale Robinson, Juwan Jennings, like easily ranked ahead of Justin Jefferson. But I still think, you know, in flex conversations, he deserves a seat at the table.
Where are you on, if Marvin Harrison comes back this week, is Michael Wilson still a play? I like him still.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hard time getting out of my top 20. I think I'd probably have him right there around DK Metcalf and Juwan Jennings, kind of that top 18 situation. This dude literally is the wide receiver one in these last 5 weeks. So only Puka Nacua actually has a higher rate of contested catches this year on his targets. So as much as Michael Wilson is benefiting from some of the garbage time stuff, man, he also has been playing some good ball. And to do it against that Houston Texans defense last week, man, really was impressive. So I still would lean Michael Wilson. You know, maybe we do see Marv get going again. But more than anything, it's just the fact that Jacoby Brissett is out here pushing for 300 yards and multiple touchdowns in every game. So hopefully both of them and Trey McBride can get going.
Would you start Jacoby Brissett or Joe Burrow this week?
Man, I got to go with Jacoby. Again, things I never thought I'd be saying in the year 2025. But Jacoby has just legit been a top five QB in fantasy since week six. The Cardinals throw the ball more than just about anyone. I will say if we do see T. Higgins get back in the picture, that could be enough for me to go ahead and believe in Burrow. But low-key, guys, I mean, he hasn't been playing all that well this year. He had the real nice first, you know, 50 minutes of that Bills game. A couple kind of tipped and weird interceptions ruined that. But, I mean, we're seeing the numbers where Joe Flacco honestly was getting more out of these wide receivers. So it's like a 5 or 6 game sample size. I know Joe Burrow, you know, you don't need more than one hand to count the number of quarterbacks you'd rather have leading your franchise. But again, one game in week 16 right now, and just all the vibes kind of going on with Burrow and the Bengals, I would have to go with Jacoby.
Well done, my man. Okay, final question. So we talked about the Marvin Harrison impacting Michael Wilson. You would still start Michael Wilson, even if Harrison comes back, over Jefferson? Because I would.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
All right, yeah. I think he just got to ride with the hot hand. There's just nothing going on in Minnesota right now. And he's throwing to Addison a nail or two. Like, it's, could he have a game, get in the end zone? Maybe. But, boy, that floor seems very low right now. All right, my man.
Good matchup, but he's had good matchups for the last
three, 4 weeks.
And also on the other side of things, like, I think, I don't think any of us would be surprised if the Vikings blow out the Giants. And then all of a sudden, up and McCarthy only threw the ball 22, 23 times. Yeah. So, again, I hope it goes Michael Wilson, but if not now, man, you can blame me. So it's all good either way.
It's why I traded for him, is because of the matchups late in the year, and I thought maybe I was buying low, and he's never cracked my lineup. So good luck, my man. I might be hitting you up later. Thanks, bud.
That's it. Appreciate you guys. Good luck.
That's our friend Ian Hart. It's MB Fantasy Life on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right, well, that had some spice to it.
Mm.
You got a live ad, a live block from CB on the air.
We got to hear from this guy. We got to hear from CB. I love it.
I guess we say all's fair in love and fantasy.
Game is the game.
But we promoted the segment knowing he was here, so we thought maybe he would keep hands off, but you never know.
Oh,
all right, man. We come back. Sherrone Moore and the new allegation. Is it just a headline and clickbait? Is it real? We'll talk about it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
Your mama say you ugly. Hey!
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Your mom!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Those with leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, or one of over 100 other types of blood cancer makes people want more time to do the things they love. That means more time to be artists, prom dates, world travelers, and moms. We are Blood Cancer United, the world's leading organization focused solely on blood cancer research, support, and advocacy. We do the most for more people with blood cancer, so people with blood cancer can do more of whatever they want. Blood Cancer United. Join us at bloodcancerunited.org.
We at The Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Your family might not listen to you, but we will. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's The Fan Call-In Show, presented by The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
You're welcome.
Lamar!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Maddie was a big Browns fan. Scratch that, we mean he's a big fan of the former Browns.
Oh, yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, full disclosure, Maddie and I talked about this before the show. Like, he knew I was thinking about making this move, and if I really was all in on it, I would have done it before the segment. I wouldn't have done it publicly, knowing that CB's listening back there. Like, I wouldn't have done that
See, if you're being a little petty back then.
Yeah, it's a little. So the question becomes, would you have done it or would I have done that? Would you have done that?
Well, that's a good question.
You hear two guys in the fan league at the station. They're pitching a lot. The tease was, we may get a live bench ad on the air, and then we're gonna. The guy back there is going to submarine the segment.
This may not make a lot of sense, but I would have done it in my other league with the homies. I don't think I would have been that petty in this league.
Okay, that's a decent answer.
That's probably what I would have done. One of my friends said, hey, the game's the game, AR. He loves you. He said, the game is the game.
And he heard me say that all's fair in love and fantasy. Yep. Like, I believe in that. And that's on me to make that move. Like, if I really wanted to do it, I would not have left it up to chance. Like, we even talked about it. He's probably going to do it. Like, we did. During the segment, Maddie looks at me. We're interviewing Ian Harts. Like, I'm listening to Ian, and Maddie's looking at me and telling what you see.
Look at your phone.
Look at your phone. Like, I could read his lips. Look at your phone. Like, the notification came in.
Oh, and now he's been dropped. So, I think CB felt a little bad.
No, it's okay. About it. Well, maybe he picked him up. See, I don't know if in our league, if you pick him up, and then immediately drop him if he's locked in fantasy. Because the game's tonight.
Let's find out.
Like, I don't think it would do that.
See what we got.
Because then you'd have to have a commissioner step in and say, because you can't be just picking up all the waiver wire guys and then dropping them.
Yeah. Let me see.
You can't do that. No.
He is available, so he's not locked. Yeah, he's not locked. TLC, real quick, fair or foul, the move by CB, what he did.
Fair. That's public information. And he's watching the YouTube on probably like a 5-second delay. So if you wanted to add him,
Public Information Act.
You had 5 seconds ahead of him.
Okay. So the game is the game in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. And I, at the end of the day, I believe that too.
He could have just called Ian Harts privately and just said, hey, man, I want a little bit of advice here.
He could have went over to Ian's house.
He doesn't need anybody's advice.
614 area code.
Local guy.
He's got it all. CB, he didn't need anybody's advice. He goes on his own.
He just wanted to needle you.
What's great is that on two separate occasions over the last like 3 weeks, he's looked at Maddie and I with a straight face. Maybe he's coming after a loss in fantasy, and you'll mention something, and he'll be like, I don't care about this league. I don't even, so what?
32 moves?
Like, 32 moves. I don't care about this
league. Wrist up did this, wrist up did that. Yeah.
Changing his team name, 32 moves. Blocking a guy live on the air. I don't care about this league.
I am way more invested in your guys' fantasy matchup than my own, and I'm even in the semifinals with you guys.
It's too bad you and I aren't playing each other, because then it would guarantee one of us in the finals.
This will be fun.
I'm very real on that this probably won't make a difference. Like, but my tiebreaker is this. My tiebreaker has always been in fantasy. You line up all the guys, Waller, Schultz, Warren, Parkinson. Mm-hmm. You line them all up. These are the waiver tight ends or the guy and one of the guys that I have. And you ask yourself this question. Who's got the best chance of getting in the end zone? It's not about the high floor to me. It's not about this, you know, 7 targets and 4 catches for 44 yards. It's not that. It's who's going to get in the end zone. So to answer that question, you go to, well, who's their quarterback and who are they playing? So that's big. You know, Parkinson has Stafford, but he's on the road against Seattle. Maybe bad weather, tough defense. Waller at home against Cincinnati. Unbelievably great matchup. Now he has Quinn Ewers.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did I say?
Schultz.
Schultz with Stroud. He was much better with Davis Mills. Also playing the Raiders. Great matchup, but not great against tight ends, probably. And then my guy, Warren.
With the grandpa.
At home.
With grandpa.
With the Dushka. At home.
Yeah.
Second game for Rivers. Probably in a throwing script against San Francisco. Mm-hmm. What do they got to wing it around a little bit? Would he get? So answer that question. Those four guys.
See, here's the thing, AR. I think completely different than you when it comes to that. Because the first question I ask myself is opportunities. Who's going to stumble into the more targets or opportunities?
Okay, so you're a target.
Touchdowns are really hard to predict for me.
Touchdowns are situational.
Yeah, so I like Parkinson's runway if Devontae doesn't play. Of those four for me.
Like I agree.
That's what I like to look at.
And he's been good.
Yeah.
And he's got the best quarterback of what I just mentioned.
Correct.
So we can check that box. Best quarterback, Colby.
Yeah.
Toughest matchup, though, might be his. At Seattle.
On the road, in Seattle.
But hey, spot.
Give me the targets. Yeah. That's all I care about.
Okay, so you guys are targets guys, and I'm with you on targets are key. And you're right, touchdowns are very hard to predict. But I also go to which offense is going to get in the red zone the most.
Okay.
And of, I could say Houston against the Raiders will get in the red zone a lot. Miami with Ewers against Cincinnati, I would like to say that they would, but I mean,
who knows? In that game, who knows?
And you know what? I asked TLC during the break, I said, all right, you have an unbiased opinion here. What would you do? And he said,
Darnell Washington.
No, no.
That's the tight end.
No joke. He's not available.
I said, A.R., the advice you gave him was to play Darnell Washington at tight end.
Oh, no. No, he said.
I'm over here cutting Schefter for the next segment.
He said that I could be talked into keeping Warren. It's a Monday nighter.
Okay.
It's in a dome.
Grandpa knocked some of the rust off.
Grandpa's played a game.
The last time we saw him, it was on the road in Seattle.
Six tough targets for Warren.
Okay.
I have a hard time benching a guy that's been so good to me all year, but not good over the last month.
I just want you to know we're here for you. We're here for you to talk you through this. You got 7 hours and some change to make this decision, whether or not you're rolling with Parkinson.
Yeah.
7 hours and some change.
If I thought anybody cared, I'd put a poll out, but I'd get like three votes. Like, which tight end to start this week?
Oh, my goodness.
You'd get like three votes, right? Like, I don't care. I hope wherever you take craps out.
And I'll be one of the three.
Sure,
I got you.
At least it's a poll of some kind, right?
I got you.
All right, so we do want to get to the Sherrone Moore stuff because I saw this, and we'll do it at the top of the hour real fast because sometimes, you know, you see a headline and you're like, okay, this is new. And then you read the story, and it didn't back up the headline.
Mm.
Like, I couldn't find the meat of the headline. I couldn't find it.
Okay.
So I'll run it by all you guys next, and then we'll get into our boy Joe Burrow, because he probably needs as much therapy as I do. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
Been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
This is Ryan Krieger.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Thank you. Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. Ohio State wide receiver Bryson Rogers has said that he intends to enter the transfer portal and leave Ohio State. Rogers will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. The Columbus Blue Jackets back on home ice when they host the Minnesota Wild at Nationwide tonight. Jet Greaves gets the start in goal. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan gets underway at 6:30. Puck drop is at 7. The 21st-ranked Ohio State women's basketball team in action tonight hosting Norfolk State at the Shot. Tyler Danberg has the call over on The Fan, too, beginning at 6:15. Tip is set for 6:30. Thursday night football, a big NFC West matchup as the Seattle Seahawks host the Los Angeles Rams at 8:15. This one brought to you by Roosters. For every $50 you spend in Roosters gift cards this holiday season, you'll receive a $10 Roosters bonus buck at Roosters locations or at roosterswings.com.
Hey, kids.
Anthony once did magic for birthday parties. See, when you say it out loud, it doesn't sound so bad. Back to Rothman and Ice.
You know what's funny? Hour number two here, Rothman and Ice. If one of us leaves the studio, TLC's always said, I'm going to just see if they wander back. And then...
As long as one of you is in here.
It happened in reverse now. Maddie and I are sitting here. The update's going. And you're nowhere to be found. And Maddie's like,
Where is he?
And I'm like, hey, let it play out. Let it play out.
I saw that I had 2.5 minutes left. I'm like, oh, yeah, I could pee quickly. And then I get back, and the thing has 2 seconds left on the ticker. And I'm like... Wow, I was in there longer than I thought.
If you're not in there, we can turn these mics on, but you have the master control button, correct? So we wouldn't be on the air. So that would have been, been something.
Hey, man.
The question
would have been the question, back to the old music radio days for a little bit there. Just let the rejoin play for a second.
Well, then the question becomes, is there any discipline for that?
Mm.
Like, because it wasn't an emergency. Like, he could have held it for another segment. We do.
Maybe like, you know, 5 straight minutes of some wall sits or something like that, you know, for TLC.
Oh, my gosh.
Wall sits for an entire segment.
Is DeVere my dad? Making me do 5 minutes of wall sits at Thanksgiving dinner?
I don't think DeVere would mind me telling this story. So I was at DeVere's last Thanksgiving in
2024.
Yeah, you skipped over the vital part.
What's that?
Which is that you showed up and you texted. No, I don't think it was a gong.
Him going to the.
Oh, okay.
He showed up to DeVere.
Out of bounds. Maybe we make him do wall sits for an entire segment.
The problem is, I think he'd like it.
An entire segment?
I think he'd like it.
You think?
It'd be like saying, drop and give me 20. Like, I think he'd be more than willing to want to do that.
Take his shirt off, too. And
yeah, I don't. Yeah, we may have to come up with something else. But okay. I'm not opposed to it for the entire segment. That's a nice.
No power cores for him for like a week or something? No yogurt or power cores for a week? He's always crushing those.
I got one in the fridge right now. On this topic, I'm glad that you brought this up. I would like to publicly thank Anthony Rothman.
Oh.
He brought me a Christmas gift today that included power cores and a Hockey and Hounds hat.
That's
we can
right.
officially say.
He's in the club.
And so here I am, empty handed. So Rothman.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, 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 no.
You don't do. Let me do my best.
I know Sylvester. What I
want. You do because you want to do. Friends don't owe.
I know what I want to get you for Christmas.
I don't want anything.
And it's the new pet project for this show. Funded by me. Rothman, for Christmas, I'm getting you a parlay for 2026.
A parlay?
A show parlay that's funded by me. So okay. we got to craft what we can do 2026
futures. You set up the principle, and then if it wins, I get it. It's like a like a show scratch-off?
Yeah. Yes. So I'm getting you a parlay, so we got to come up with what we want to put in it. We can go for it all and put in like a bunch of 20. Let's make it long term. So let's try to get some futures bets in there. But yeah, let's not like burn it over the weekend and we come back on Monday. Ah, your Christmas gift was nothing.
This comes out of your bank account is what you're saying. Okay.
Mine.
And look, apparently Santa Rothman slid down the chimney here at the station too. And there was something on my desk too. I got trail mix for days. I got a beautiful,
up your alley.
Reds beanie. Saw some Nike stuff in there. So Santa Rothman, we love you.
All right,
we appreciate you, man.
You guys are the best, and the parlay sounds fun. Let's all do that, and if we win, it'll be a show win.
There's a drop.
Yeah.
You guys are the best. There's a drop for us.
I saw this headline. You guys, so I brought this to you guys this morning, and the headline in The Athletic says, Sharone Moore had, quote, long history of domestic violence against Michigan staffer, the lawyer alleges, presuming hers. And I'm reading the article, and the first paragraph, this is written by Katie Strang, Austin Meek, and Sam Jane. And it says, former Michigan football coach Sharone Moore had a long history of domestic violence against a female football staffer during their relationship, the woman's lawyer told police. And then it goes through the whole story about the detective that worked the case and that Moore's arraignment on charges of third degree home invasion, stalking, breaking, and entering. So he's not charged with assault, which her lawyer, I guess, claimed to hear through the speakerphone that what she was describing was going on to her lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
The transcript of the hearing obtained by The Athletic reveals new details about the circumstances that led to Moore's December 10th arrest. The female staffer told police that she disclosed her relationship with Moore to the university earlier that day and was preparing to leave town when Moore barged into her apartment. The woman's lawyer made the 911 call to alert authorities. So maybe people were wondering whether she called 911. Apparently it was not the staffer. It was her lawyer who was on the speakerphone with this girl, her client. The woman's lawyer told police she could hear screaming over the phone, and the staffer told her, he's here, Sharone is here. The staffer told police that Moore grabbed knives and pointed them at her, then pointed the knives at himself and backed up when the woman put her lawyer on speakerphone. Moore denied physically assaulting the staffer or, quote, threatening her with any weapons in his interview with police later that night. Moore was not charged with assault, as I said. So in a statement, The Athletic, that they got from the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office, the evidence that was available to us at the time of the charging decision indicated that Mr. Moore had had an intent to terrorize and harass the victim, which is the basis for the stalking charge. Given that his statements were those of self-harm, however, there was no sufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt an intent to assault or batter the victim. Okay, it's her word against his.
Right,
if they
right.
were the only two people yeah. there, even though her lawyer was maybe on speakerphone hearing the description of what her client was saying was going on.
Third party,
and believe me, just barging into her apartment and all that lowers his credibility a ton.
100%, no doubt.
So, but then I kept reading. So I'm waiting for this. Did she report this history of domestic violence? Did she tell a friend? Did she tell her parents? Did she tell her lawyer? Where is the rest of this headline? Prosecutor's office said the case remains under active investigation. Charges could be added or amended based on new evidence. Moore told police on the night he was arrested that he and the staffer were in an intimate relationship for approximately 2 years. So, by the way, that's why it was such a poorly kept secret, that if it was going on for 2 years, at some point people were going to get a hint that something was going on between the two of them. The woman told police she ended the relationship December 8th. So December 8th would have been 2 days before he was fired. And told Moore she had, quote, nothing more to say to him. The staffer told police that Moore called her approximately a dozen times and sent her text messages over the next 2 days. Lawyers representing Moore and the female staffer did not immediately respond for comments. On Wednesday, then it goes into the president and all this from Michigan, interim president and all that stuff. And that was it.
Yeah.
So the only thing I would say is Sharon Moore had, quote, a long history of domestic violence against her. What am I missing in the story? Unless they're equating.
So the interesting part of that air is long history. And maybe we'll get more unfortunate details about that part of the situation when all this stuff starts to play out, because it doesn't sound like that happened last week when he entered her apartment. So that's the long history. Those two words for me is maybe we're just in wait and see mode again, unfortunately, to find out details about that part of it.
So I was texting a buddy of mine the other day when I read this about this story, because he wants to keep up on it too. He's like, hey, let me know if there are any details on that. So I wrote him and I said, and I basically copy and pasted that headline. And then I wrote to him, I wonder if she's going to sue Michigan for a ton of money. And the reason he said, well, why would you say that? And I said, well, what if she comes now forward with, I was scared to come forward. He was my superior. There were moments in time where I didn't feel comfortable in the relationship, or I wanted out. That's why, by the way, people that are saying that, why wasn't she fired, or why wasn't she's apparently protected under the subordinate policy that if you're in a relationship, even though she entered into it freely, and I'm not excusing her from that. I mean, she clearly knew she was getting into a relationship with a married man, whatever. The morality of it, certainly you could accuse her of.
Right.
But I'm not going down that road right now. What I'm saying is that she's protected, because when you think about retribution as a subordinate, we all take all this ethical training around here. Like, if you had a relationship with someone that you are their manager or their boss of some kind, you control their schedule, their pay, their review annually, like all that stuff. Like, and that person felt like if they left the relationship that you could have retribution against them or make their life hell here on the job or whatever. Like, I'm wondering that if she now is thinking, I couldn't leave the relationship in fear of either losing my job, having this, who knows what's going on.
Yeah.
But I back to my original thought. I'm reading that article about the long history. I'm waiting to read the, there may have been documented things, and there may still be, but there was nothing in that article about it that supported the headline.
So we'll see. We shall see where this goes. But obviously this guy just lost his mind in that moment, and, you know, obviously was doing things that you cannot do as a head coach and as a guy and anybody that's in that type of position. So now he's got to lay in this bed, whatever it looks like. And I know nobody's going to feel bad for him, because you can't when you're doing that type of nonsense.
All right, we're going to come back. Joe Burrow was asked a couple tough questions about his future with Cincinnati. How did he answer them? You'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
We're known for three things: games, conversation, and common man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Bet three.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Home appraisal, after we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Bishop and Friends.
Yolanda one time wanted to wax my knuckles.
Thought that was going to go south.
No, my knuckles.
Way that you said it, I thought it was going to go in a different way.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Give the gift every...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
As we go into the day today, a mix of sun and clouds with more clouds later today and chances of rain developing this afternoon. Daytime highs soaring into the 50s, but with gusty winds. For tonight, rain chances especially as we go into the evening and overnight. Lows down into the 20s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 weather impact forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Anthony once got Jack Nicklaus to quote the movie Caddyshack. So he's got that going for him.
The last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook.
Which is nice. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Let's go while we're young.
Oh, Cincinnati, what are we going to do with you? Fun little squad, great offense. Got so close to winning it all. Maybe a holding penalty goes the other way or doesn't get called. Or maybe there's a millisecond between Aaron Donald and Joe Burrow, and he sees Ja'Marr Chase wide open on the right side.
That would haunt me forever.
That was a Super Bowl that was wild. So I was in the building for it, and I saw that play, and I saw where Ja'Marr was, and it was a millisecond of him. I mean, it's there.
Just greatness
there,
by Aaron
there
Donald
for the taking. And then you had the Stafford no-look pass on that drive and all
in his
drive before.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, Aaron Donald, that's why he's going to Ken. Those difference-making plays and just that's how quickly things happen, man, on the fly. It's such a fast game because I think you're right. He gets that half second. He probably locks in on Uno over there and maybe talk about the Bengals hoisting Lombardi that day.
I don't think Bengal fan has to completely worry in my mind that Burrow is doing this because he's laying the groundwork for saying, if things don't shape up, I'm out of here, like right away. Like, I don't feel that. I think a lot of this is doing it publicly to kind of shake the trees a little bit. Like, I feel it has that. Like, so he was asking questions. So obviously they're out of the playoffs. This is for the third straight year. And he's been injured a lot. So he's not completely off the hook either. And I'm not saying it's his fault getting injured, but it's a reason. And so speculation is going crazy, Maddie, over the last few days about some comments and him needing to have fun. Because when you hear that, because the one thing that you always hear from athletes, I've heard it a lot, maybe you guys have too. When guys retire, the obligatory question you would ask them is, what are you going to miss the most? And the answer 99% of the time is
the check.
That's a good answer. The locker room.
Yep,
your answer was better.
Very proud of you. That's very nice.
I enjoyed it.
No, but you're right. That's the answer. Yeah.
The answer is I'm going to miss going to the park.
Yeah,
You missed. No one says, boy, that feeling after a win.
Right.
Nobody says it, and because it's so always there anyway. Like, we know you would miss that. But most athletes who have won a lot, they never say, the feeling after a win is the greatest thing, and I'm sorry, I'm never going to experience that again. Mm-hmm. I'll have to go play pickleball and just hit one between somebody's eyes to get that feeling. No one says that. Mm-hmm. They always say, being around the locker room, mm-hmm. the camaraderie around the team, being a part of that, going to the park. And you and I have talked about, you know, the wins are great, but you got to love going to the park every day. You have to. And when we heard Joe Burrow say that to keep doing this, he needed to have fun. Well, fun is winning. And so it all goes hand in hand. So you guys take me through this. These are very short, quick answers, right?
Very short and to the point. TLC can set up. This was yesterday, I believe, TLC, when we get out of here. I think this was some of his media availability.
Yeah, we can start with a very simple answer to the question. If he could see himself not being the Bengals quarterback next year.
I can't see that, no.
Okay, well, how about if you could see yourself not being the Bengals quarterback at some point?
You think about a lot of things.
And what does that mean?
That's the money quote right there. That one, AR, and the one where he's talking about not having fun last week, I would be spooked if I were a Bengal fan. Because to me, that's kind of like, hey, when you're in a relationship with somebody and they start giving you hints that they're looking elsewhere, or we got to have the talk. Mm-hmm. There's that feel of the stability of the relationship isn't as sound as it was before. That's the way I'm kind of reading this. And so for Joe Burrow, maybe he doesn't truly feel that way, and you kind of touched on it. Maybe he's playing some games through the media right now to kind of shake the front office room up there. And I don't know if that's him. Hey, you know, obviously we need to be better on defense, but the protection up front, all of those things, I don't know. They clearly respect him because they granted his wishes last year with Gesicki, Jamar, T. Higgins, and all the money that they spent there. So clearly I don't think that's an issue. But for a guy that, you know, is used to winning at a high level in mm-hmm. college and high school and all that stuff, when you keep going down this path year in and year out of not winning at the highest level, but also individually, the grind of going through some of the injuries and the rehab and all that, I can understand how that weighs on anybody. But yeah, that second clip right there, that's leaving the door open on something that I don't know if a lot of guys would truly leave that door open if they were happy where they are.
Good song, by the way. Leave the door open.
I don't know.
Who makes that?
Silk Sonic.
Silk Sonic.
Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Oh, I'm in on that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I can leave the door open.
Smooth like a newborn.
Okay, that is a good song, Gayo. You probably like that one. If you haven't, yeah. I'm sure you've heard it. But yeah, that is a good song. Good song.
No great quarterbacks. I shouldn't say none. Some have, but most of the time, if you asked Joe Burrow, here's the third follow-up. Do you see yourself playing your entire career in Cincinnati? Mm-hmm. And he would double down on it. Who knows? All the greats don't. Now, he's not getting pushed out by anybody. He's not Joe Montana getting pushed out by Steve Young. Right. He's not Aaron Rodgers.
Alex Smith.
He's
right.
not. He's not. Holmes, none yeah. of that stuff.
Right, right, right.
Like, he's not getting. They're no, not he's moving the on. Yeah, he's it's not Brady. It's not no. Joe Montana with the Chiefs. That's late in the career. He's in the prime of his career. I know he's had injuries. This isn't Brett Favre getting pushed out by Rodgers. Like, it doesn't have that feel to it. But logic would tell you he's not finishing his career in Cincinnati. Like, he's not pulling a Marino here. Like, I don't sense that.
It doesn't feel that way at the moment. Now, a good offseason, a good year next year could obviously change how he's feeling, right? These guys are emotional, as we all are, with certain things in our lives. And when what you're doing every single week isn't working and it hasn't been working now for a third straight year, and you're looking around at the resources and how they're being used by the front office, I'm sure he's having real conversations with his friends, his family, away from the facility and away from cameras and microphones, and saying, what's really going on here? And do I really trust where we're headed as a franchise? I think that's a fair question to ask at this point. And so you just have to hope, as a Bengals fan, that in time, over the next year or two, that this guy doesn't dig in and say, I want out of here. But when you throw out some of the quotes that he's thrown out over the last 2 weeks, I can understand why people would lean into this guy might want to leave Cincinnati soon.
the chasing of a ring is going to get real for him. And I don't know him personally enough to know that that's the ultimate for him. I would think it is. The way he's been to the top of the mountain in college and won a Heisman, like you think that's the next logical thing, like that I feel like now my career would be incomplete if I didn't get a chance to get back there again. But he's been to one, and he got so close, which makes me also think that, yes, he was one drive away. And so I think that would haunt him, unless he believes that there's, like you said, that there's real commitment from Cincinnati. Like the Marino stuff for me, I don't remember it exactly. I remember the Vikes, we tried to get him. I think the Steelers for sure because of the Pittsburgh connection. And he had this undying loyalty to Miami, the team that drafted him. I don't know if it was an era thing or a Dolphin for life mentality, or he loved palm trees and tax breaks. Maybe that was it, right? Those are two very real things. But I think it was more common in his era, Maddie, for these legendary quarterbacks to play for one team, the Bradshaws. Like, it had that feeling. And I'm wondering now, because I always go back to him thinking, man, like, go get that ring. Like, the Vikes, the Steelers, he chose to stay and remain a Dolphin.
Yeah.
And I don't see that with Joey B. And I don't think, by the way, real quickly, I don't think this is to get Zach Taylor out. I don't. I asked Schefter about this yesterday. You have that clip?
I got it, but I forgot to put it in Zeta. I could play it on the computer, probably.
All right, if you have it, play it. Because I think when people hear Joe doing what he's doing, some people believe that, oh, I'm doing this because I'm not going to stand pat here. I'm going to leverage against my team. Changes need to be made. We need to make them. So the logical thing is, does he love his head coach?
If you ready, TLC? Or you
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Well, and it'll be interesting to hear if you talk to anybody that back channels whether Joe Burrow is happy with Zach Taylor and whether he feels like he wants to go forward with him.
I believe that Joe Burrow is a Zach Taylor supporter, backer, whatever you want to call it. I believe he has Joe Burrow support. Zach Taylor does.
I don't think he's making that up. And because I think Adam's honest enough with us to say, I don't know. Like, I think he would have said, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that. And I could understand why Joey B would have confidence in him, because he's a direct link and has been a direct link to his success as an offensive minded head coach. Maybe some of the angst, some of the disappointment for Joey B is directed at maybe Duke Tobin, maybe some, maybe ownership. Maybe that's who he's looking at. Cause I know Jamar Chase was asked after the game this past weekend, do you think there needs to be changes? And he said, yeah, if it was up to me, there would be some changes. He really didn't dig too deep into that, but he's another star player that's throwing out some of that vibe as well, because those guys can't have a real problem with what's happening on their side of the ball. And so I think you can be, or maybe should be, even frustrated with your GM and whoever's putting the roster together when that side of the ball has been a massive disappointment year after year after year since Lou Anarumo left.
All right, we come back in 2 minutes with our NFL picks against the number. That's next, Rothman and I.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
When it comes to prostate cancer, go to PCF.org for the help you need to navigate this disease and make the right decisions for yourself. Go to PCF.org today.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Rothman and Ice, NFL Picks.
Sponsored by Roosters. Roosters is giving away 12 ultimate Buckeye experiences, tickets, sideline passes, trips to a first-round postseason game, and more. Register today at roosterswings.com.
All right, TLC, lay them out, bud.
All righty, we got one tonight, as was heavily discussed earlier in the show with Ian Harditz. We got Rams in Seattle, and the Seahawks are 1.5-point favorites. Battle of 11-3, I believe.
This is the big rematch game.
Seahawks clinch with a win.
This was the game where the Seahawks, on paper, yardage-wise, I think, looked amazing, right? But lost the game. So they lost 21-19, and the Seahawks had 26 first downs to the Rams' 12.
Dang.
You should win that game.
All day until tomorrow.
All day. You know what the problem was?
Yeah.
It was Sam Darnold's 4 interceptions.
Uh-oh.
Like, Matthew Stafford was 15 for 28 for 130 yards against this defense. And I have this defense, and I'm still not playing them, which I probably should now because of the weather, if it's going to be rainy and windy. But the fact that they lost a game 21-19 where their stats just blew them away. You want total yards?
Talk to me.
414 to 249, and they lost the game.
It's crazy.
So if we bring back the turnovers, I'm not saying they would blow them out of the water like this again, but you hold the ball for 38 minutes to 22, and you have that many first downs, I'm taking Seattle at home. I'm going to do it.
Okay, okay. Funky kind of situation for the Rams getting into Seattle. Had some flight issues last night. So that's a little odd. Maybe their schedule's out of whack. I don't love, though, that the Seahawks, one of their starting offensive tackles, is out for this game. I think this could be the Stafford brings home the MVP game tonight.
Mm.
Thursday night primetime, world's watching, on the road. No, I'm assuming no Davante Adams. We really don't know at this point. He is doubtful for this one. I'm going to roll with the Rams. Give me the Rams on the road.
Or this could be the Mike McDonald Wins Coach of the Year Award.
Maybe.
If Seattle wins.
By the way, two of Sam Darnold's 4 interceptions in that game gave the Rams 2 touchdowns. Yeah. One was ran back to the 25, and one was ran back to the 3.
So I'm looking, and you cut those at least in half, maybe more, and they're at home.
Crazy place to play, man. Place is going to be rocking tonight.
So we got some dog college football playoff games going on that are going head-to-head with NFL games. And one of those NFL games at 5 o'clock, so this will be clashing with Ole Miss Tulane. It will be the Eagles minus 7 in Washington.
Didn't love seeing yesterday that Jalen Carter and some of their defensive linemen didn't practice. I don't know if that means that they're not going to play. But Washington is there in Cancun mode. They shut it down. Their starting quarterback's not playing. Division team that still thinks in their mind that they can make some noise. I'm going to lay the points and roll with the Eagles.
You said it's 6.5?
I said 7.
Oh, all right. I'm still laying the points. Their defense is awful. And I think I have a theory now. All the guys that I'm going against in fantasy, I'm going to bet their overs. Like, I got to get some money out of this. Like, I'm going against Jalen Hurts. Whatever your overs are, I'm taking them. Mm-hmm. So I'll be thrilled to spend the money if you go under.
And then going against JMU in Oregon will be the Micah Parsonless Packers. Ooh. Minus 1 on the road in Chicago.
So, obviously, divisional matchup should be a very good game. Bears are, they lost a close one to them, just a couple weeks ago. So, I think they're going to avenge that. Caleb is playing really well right now. DeAndre Swift has been magical for them lately. And DJ Moore, suddenly, remember I called him out like, where's DJ Moore? All of a sudden, there he is. So, I'm going to, again, this should be a very, very good game, but I'm going to take the Bears.
You guys mentioned the Micah Parsons injury. Obviously a big blow.
The Gary Indiana Bears.
You don't know if Christian Watson's going in this one, and the Bears' secondary, you can kind of push the ball downfield and take advantage of that. So, but it's weird because they're bad kind of in the back end, but they're number one in the league in turnovers, that being the Bears. So I'll roll with the Bears at home in this one.
All right, let's go over to Sunday, 1 o'clock, 10 TV. Bills minus 10.5 on Lake Erie.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to see how the Browns are going to muster up enough offense to do this.
Like their line's bad, too. Like, it'd be one thing if their line was good and the average weapons could kind of do something behind it.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
going to
lay
it.
Row Buffalo.
It's a team that is a must win. That's how many points? 10?
Ten and a half.
See, that's a little robust for
What's
me.
What's your line, though?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Till it's not.
Till it's a pick six.
Yeah. Well, boy, from your mouth to the fantasy god's ears, I'm not, you know, Browns fans, you need to root for loss anyway for draft stuff, so you should be with me on that. I mean, I think Josh Allen's back in the MVP conversation a little bit. Like, he's in the conversation. They need the game. Cleveland loves letting quarterbacks scramble all over the place for first downs. Well, maybe not lately. All right, I'm going to take the points.
Oh.
I think 10.5 is a little... I think since they laid an egg last week...
Okay.
...that they're going to have some pride.
That's a risk, though.
There'll be some pride. No, I'm not to that point, but I just think somehow they run the ball with Quinshon and they keep it within 10.5. It's probably very stupid of me to say, but it's also maybe a mental hedge.
All right. The Bengals' defense is porous, as we have discussed throughout the season, but they are going up against a seventh-round quarterback. Quinn Ewers making his starting debut in Miami, but the Bills are four-point favorites.
Mike Gesicki revenge.
Who's the four-point favorite?
Did I say the Bills?
Bengals.
I meant the Bengals.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Whoops.
Mike Gesicki revenge game down there in Miami.
Is that a thing?
Is that where Brandon is?
It's like the Ohio Cup.
Exactly. Yeah, with no clue, right? T. Higgins, whether or not he's going to play. He's got the concussion stuff going on. Clearly a bad outing last week for the Bengals offense. But, yeah, Quinn Ewers just first start in this situation. I'll roll with Houdet.
It's a bad spot. I mean, just make your tiebreaker the quarterbacks here. Joe's let everybody know he's miserable and not having fun. There's a quick cure for that. Have a good game in South Florida. Show everybody you're still the man.
How do you feel about partying in South Florida the night before? That'll cure some things, too.
I'm all good with it, and I think they can win anyway. So I'll take Cincy and lay the points.
Yes.
Oh, hey, the Titans play this weekend against the playing for nothing.
Yeah.
I love to hear it. Gardner Minshew-led Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs are three-point favorites in Nashville.
I still think at this moment Gardner Minshew is a better quarterback right now than Cam Ward. And I still think just top to bottom, they're a better team. And so I'll lay the... What is it again? 3.5?
Three.
I'll lay the 3 and roll with Kansas City on the road. Tennessee's got 2 wins this year.
All right. So two things. One... Rashee Rice is in concussion protocol. I really don't know where that stands. Two, they've been eliminated. Three, are you really risking the veterans' bumps and bruises? They're a very battered team, injured now. The dynasty's dead. Mm. Like, I think I don't want to play Kansas City off this week. I'm riding with the Titans.
Wow.
Okay. I think they smell a little blood in the water for us. A chance to, like... The body's cold, and they're going to kick it a little bit. Like,
I feel
like
else to it too.
Yeah, I think the Titans. This is a bad team to back. I understand that, but it's a spot play.
I didn't want to say what I was about to say.
Give me the Titans. I'm not even sure where that was going.
Yeah, I'm out of bounds on that one. Don't even worry about it. Go ahead. What's that?
The Jets and the Saints. I believe the Saints have back-to-back wins against two teams fighting for the playoffs, and the Bucks and the Panthers. So the Saints are playing some decent football right now, and they are 5-point favorites against the Jets.
It sucks because I'm going against the Saints defense, and it's a good call by CB to take them against Brady Cook. And
I love this CB and you thing this week. It's been unbelievable.
The Jets are going with Brady.
Are we getting
Cook.
A post-game interview next week?
We're going to have to. As much work as we've put in about this fantasy matchup.
There's no way we can't follow us.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm laying the Saints. I'm honestly what I'm praying for. Is just a no pick six, no scoop and score, none of that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can live with some sacks, but nothing that puts the dagger in. So give me the Saints, though.
If you start Tyler Warren, that means he's playing on Monday Night Football, which means we're going to be spending our 1 hour Tuesday show talking about fantasy.
It won't matter because they're playing San Fran and he has Jonathan Taylor and Kittle. So the Tyler Warren effect.
A lot of points to be had on Monday.
Real quick, Tyler Shuck showing the Saints a little something. Last couple weeks, doing some good things with his legs. Last week, did some pretty good things with his arm. I don't know if that eliminates him from drafting a quarterback, but he's showing a little promise there. So y'all roll with New Orleans at home.
We'll worry about the rest later.
Yeah, these are the games where they're very hard to predict. You've got eliminated teams playing against teams that have something to play for, but this is still the NFL, and you know what happens. Somehow, some way, it always goes the other way.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get you into a Buckeye Bulletin up next, and we'll check in on a little bit of recruiting and whether or not this the transfer portal departure or arrival. We'll knock that out next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Radio station in the history of radio.
Uncomfortably girthy.
This promo is uncomfortable.
The Fan, Ohio's girth destination.
Ho, ho, ho.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Different ways can you consume morning juice?
Let's see.
Live on YouTube, live on the Fans HD3 podcast on demand, and on 10 TV Plus.
And we'll send Bobby right to your house.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
The Fan.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at Fair. Food allergy and research education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook: read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Men, we hear it all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Practice.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the Fan.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Don't go through another furnace breakdown.
For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day furnace installation.
All right, a little Buckeye Bulletin time. All right, why don't we give the folks a little bit of a scouting assignment here, because you're probably wondering, maybe some of you are like, I don't care who they play. But just so you know, so you'll be able to be a big hit with your friends when they ask, Miami is playing Texas A&M on Saturday at noon.
Okay.
The Buckeyes get the winner of that game, so you all need to be focused on that.
It should be a crazy atmosphere for that one, right, AR?
Well, it's in College Station, right, so that'll be crazy.
Absolutely.
The fact it's a low spread, but the over-under is at 48.5. I mean, these are home games. These are home games, man. We know what that feels like here, and we knew what they're getting into.
That matters. That absolutely matters, and that's why you look at that game, as you mentioned, and then the one tomorrow night with Bama and Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That scene should be nuts as well. And so, yeah, I'm here for it. I like kind of the vibe out of the gate for the college football playoff at some of these home sites. I like it. It's fun.
All right, so now you know. We have a portal departure, and I think we can probably connect the dots on this. So when I saw the headline, Ohio State loses a four-star, 20-game wide receiver transfer portal, I'm like, okay, what's that? Who would that be? And then it turns out to be that he was a guy in their depth chart, and that's Bryson Rogers. And Bryson Rogers, let's take a look at Bryson, because certainly we feel he's got a future, but he is a Florida dude.
I got the numbers for you if you want.
All right, yeah, let's hear the numbers.
So this year he only had six catches for 79 yards. That would put him as wide receiver 5 on the depth chart. Obviously, Jeremiah Carnell, Brandon Innes being the first line. And then the fourth guy to fill in would have been Mylon Graham, although he also only had six catches for 93 yards. And so you would have thought that Bryson Rogers would have been in contention to be a Carnell Tate replacement with Jeremiah and Brandon Innes coming back. So you would have thought that, Mylon Graham's played 8 games, 6 catches for 93. Bryson Rogers played 7 games, 6 catches for 79. So you would have thought that those two would have been head-to-head in pretty stiff competition. But when your wide receiver coach leaves, I guess it leaves you feeling a little bit differently about the program and at large.
AR, I think you're following the right breadcrumbs.
Yes, it may make him feel like, but it also creates a potential opportunity.
He wants to put the horns up in Tampa.
That's what I was thinking. Like, no. You just said, you know, the no. reason I'm leaving is because my guy left, but where's my guy going? He's going to where I'm from, mm-hmm. and maybe I got a chance to be.
Yeah, he knows rise the offense, up. No doubt. He knows the offense. I'm assuming Brian will run a similar offense to what we saw here, and so there's some comfort there, and, clearly,
and maybe incentivize him,
maybe as well. Yeah, no doubt. And on the other side of that, Coach Hartline knows what he's about. So yeah, I don't think any of us should be surprised if we find out those two parties connect down there in Tampa anytime soon. It's what you see. I won't be surprised when the dust settles if we hear some Ole Miss guys are going to make their way over to Baton Rouge to follow Lane Kiffin, especially offensive guys since he's an offensive minded guy as well. And so yeah, good luck to Bryson Rodgers, and you also got to be real with yourself and look at what's coming behind you. And you have the Chris Henry Juniors of the world and the Legend Bays of the world and all these guys that are on the way that are very, very talented. And so there's always going to be that day in and day out grind of having to earn your opportunities. And maybe down there in Florida, he sees a cleaner path if he does go to USF to get out there on the field and probably become what he thinks he can become.
Ohio State's still the betting favorite to win it all at 2-1. So pretty good value on them. As a team that gets a bye, you're getting 2-1 on your money. Now, if you want to take it a step further and say, okay, I want to predict the championship game. Well, I'm looking out for this Oregon team. I am.
You mental hedging already on the Hoosiers? Is that what's happening here?
It's not even a mental hedge. It's kind of a realistic hedge. Would it surprise me if Indiana was able to win a couple games and get to the championship? No, it wouldn't surprise me. I don't think it would surprise anybody. But it also wouldn't surprise me if they lost. And they're not a super team. And they're just a really, really good balanced team. But they're also protecting a perfect season. And I think it's really hard to do that, especially against teams you've played already. Mm-hmm. But I'm just trying to look at the projections on who they would play. So you can get Ohio State to beat Texas Tech or Oregon right now at 10-1. Like, so you get some decent value if you think Ohio State's going to win it all. Sure, go ahead and bet him at 2-1. I'm not saying not to do that. But if you really feel like you got a decent handle on the value and what team I think they'll play in the championship, then go ahead and take the leap because you're getting such good value on if they play Oregon at 10-1 or Texas Tech at 10-1. Now, if you want to repeat with Indiana, you're getting 5.5-1.
Okay.
So is there any other team that I should be
thinking of?
Bama.
I hear what you're saying,
Oklahoma.
AR, about Oregon, because when I look at that side of the bracket, I do think they're the second best team right now on that side of the bracket. I like them more than Tech. I like them more than Bama and Oklahoma. And so they shouldn't struggle at all with James Madison. I think that would shock us all if that's a close game late on Saturday. And so, yeah, for Oregon, with what Dan Lanning has built and some of the experiences they got last year, going through that run of the regular season undefeated, getting into the playoffs and getting cracked by Ohio State, they kind of know, I think, how to approach this now. And so, yeah, for Indiana, that's definitely the team I'd be looking out for.
Yeah, and
for sure.
I find them similar to Indiana in this way, in that they gutted out a win at Iowa, just like Indiana did. They had to win down the stretch. They felt the pressure. They put up a lot of points against USC in a game they knew they had to win. They went to Washington and won a game. They won the game at Penn State in double overtime, which, by the way, Penn State was, at that point, I'm not saying that they were legit, but too legit to quit, but they had Drew Aller still, like they
Hammer
had their
time.
Team, yeah. right? They had their team at that point.
They
so,
yeah.
I'm, that would be the one that would be fun to see, maybe, if you got that going, but those are your odds on the football right now as it stands. The Buckeye basketball team, men's basketball team, is going to Atlanta on Saturday. They got a matchup with the Tar Heels. They're like top 15 now. Or maybe they always have
been. Following, man, and they're coming off a good win, right? Bruce Thorne has
an
incredible game, right? Ices the game in double overtime. Did some really good things on defense. But one thing I like coming out of the last game was some of the things you saw from the freshman Bynum, right? And so hopefully he can, find some confidence in that performance. and continue to build off of that, because he's always got the energy when you're out there watching him do his thing. And so they get more depth and add another piece to the mix and bind him. That's clearly what you want. But yeah, looking forward to that for sure.
My boy Jay Burson has 51 points to enjoy. He's got a 51-point cushion on Bruce right now. So
enjoy it while it lasts.
Might have a couple three games left, J-Bo, but that's okay, because you're an 80s guy, and I love that. All right, we're going to come back top of the hour. We'll do a fan sports update, and we'll get into our deep dive. Joel Klatt, he took the paddles to his poor NCAA tournament take. So he revived the body, only to try to kill it again. I'm not really sure where he's going, but you'll hear it next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Just when you thought afternoons couldn't get any dumber.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you?
Common Man and Tinny.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Your home for dumb. The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. After snapping a five-game losing streak on Tuesday, the Columbus Blue Jackets look to make it back-to-back wins when they host the Minnesota Wild tonight at Nationwide. Jet Greaves gets the start in goal. Zach Aston-Reese returns to the lineup. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan gets underway at 6:30. Puck drop is at 7. We've got basketball over on The Fan, too, tonight as the 21st-ranked Ohio State women's basketball team hosts Norfolk State over at The Shot. Tyler Danberg has the call on The Fan, too, beginning at 6:15 with the tip at 6:30. Thursday night football, a big NFC West matchup. The Seattle Seahawks hosting the Los Angeles Rams at 8:15. That's on The Fan, too, immediately after the Buckeye basketball game. And Ohio State wide receiver Bryson Rogers will enter the transfer portal. This one brought to you by Germain Toyota, the best selection of new and used cars in Central Ohio. You can view that selection online at germaintoyota.net.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for a deeper dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
All right, hour number three, Mike Petraglia. We'll get his take on how the Bengals are going to play out the string here at the end of the season and whether we could have a shakeup down there. So listen at 2:30 to that. Good email from Mark today when we were talking about the Sherwin Moore stuff. And he's like, is it just standard practice for people working in UM athletics to have a lawyer on call / speed dial? So the first thing that went through my mind is this, and we can judge the situation, but we got to be careful because we're not there. And I don't know whether she just happened to be on the phone with her lawyer at the time he showed up. So that would make sense, right? It's not like first call to the lawyer. If someone's barging into my house, my first call is 911. It's not to my lawyer, especially if I'm afraid. But I'm leaving a little bit of room for maybe she was on the phone with her lawyer at the time he showed up.
Maybe so.
So now I've got an instant witness to what's happening.
Yeah.
And now, I say this as someone that's not going through that emotional time, because it's easy for us to just say what we would do.
Yeah.
But if you're afraid for your life, see, I would be like, this is what I would do. If I was on the phone with you and someone was barging into my house, I would say, Maddie, I'm going to put you on speaker, so in case I get killed, you'll know. Like, no, I would say, Maddie, call 911 right now. Yeah. Send him to my place. I wouldn't, you know what I mean?
I totally understand
maybe
that. I'd be on my way after that, too.
Maybe you go away for a second and call 911.
I would.
It's not like I wouldn't want you on the phone. It's just like either I have to call him or you have to call him.
Right.
Because now I'm in protection mode.
Oh, I get that.
I'm not just like, I don't need just someone listening in hopes that that's going to
help. Some help on the way.
So anyway, but a decent email there from Mark. We appreciate you listening. Joel Klatt, we talked about him this week. He has done what a lot of people should do in life that maybe we don't do enough of, and that's reflect and on certain things that you say. And listen, I've done them. I've had them, like, where I'm like, okay, that was a take that I had, and maybe it was a little animated or wasn't exact. Maybe it was just the mood we were in or we were backing something up, and maybe you wouldn't say it all the time. Maybe you wouldn't, if you had to go back, like if I said to you, Maddie, like, in all the shows you've done, would you do anything differently? I'm sure you wouldn't say, no, absolutely not. 100%, I would do it exactly the way I said.
I'd be a fool to do that.
Right. Yeah. And so.
He brought up necrophilia earlier up in the show. I think he has a regret.
I don't know if he wanted you to.
I don't know.
It did go through his mind, baby.
It was AI. It was the AI version of it. It wasn't me.
And that's what I said Jamar Chase should have said.
It was AI.
I just spit on Jalen Ramsey. AI
it's
can
just
make
that simple.
Oh, man.
So Joel Klatt has reflected upon his NCAA March Madness is a joke and it's unfair. The weirdest part about it is, he said it was unfair to like the big boys. And that's where he lost me. Like, enough of that. Like, if you can't show up and be ready for a game in a single elimination tournament, then that's on you. Like, if you take a team lightly and you get upset, like, good. That's sports.
No,
like,
I disagree with that, though, because, again, the whole thing about, like, let's say college football this year, like, Indiana beat Oregon and beat Ohio State, and they may have to beat them twice now to prove that they're the national champion. So, like, I agree. Like, the more that you expand
that happens
the playoffs,
in the NFL.
I know, but the more you expand the playoffs, the more bullets you're firing at the best to make them prove themselves, and you're giving mulligans to the worst team. So, I agree with his point there, but he's such a playoff expansion proponent that those two arguments are running, like, right into each other.
This happens in every sport, though. You run into teams you played earlier in the year. It happens in every sport. You get to the playoff, and sometimes you got to beat them again. Like, I don't know why this is such a bad thing. Like, that, because I really don't know what his alternative is. Like, if you're going to have a playoff, then you're risking something. And we're going to give the better teams either the higher seed or a location or a bye. Like, they have an advantage. So he walked it back, but I'm not really sure he did.
I had an interesting take. It was a bad take. It was a terrible take. To be fair, what I said on their show on Monday morning early was sloppy and worded wrong. And so it was kind of like I landed the plane, but it was in a cornfield. And so, like, we had to hit the eject, and the plane didn't crash necessarily. Here's the deal. The NCAA basketball tournament, if the objective was to crown the best basketball team of the college basketball season, then it's a bad format. And because of that, then it's not fair, is what I said. And I said, it's a joke. It's the dumbest. And that's obviously going to grab headlines. And again, that's stupid of me to use those terms. But the structure of the NCAA basketball tournament, its objective is entertainment. It's meant to be a gauntlet. So the point is, the best college basketball team for the year doesn't always win the NCAA basketball tournament. That tournament is set up to just crown its own champion. It's a made for TV entertainment event, and it's great.
No,
I completely agree with him.
Oh, I can't disagree with him more,
because we romanticize what sticks with everybody about March Madness over the years. It's not the champion. It's the, hey, we may see a St. Mary's. There's a Sister Jean to support. Like, that to me, I completely understand what he's saying. It's
but a Matt, he's, romanticized. He's saying those teams are actually winning it. They're not.
No, they're not winning it. But I think what he's trying to say is that's, I think, more the focus of the tournament shouldn't be on that, opposed to the teams that we know are better all year. And so that's why, for me, I like March Madness, but the whole deep runs of Cinderella's, you know, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And so I completely agree with Joel on his take there on the NCAA tournament.
So then the solution is that you make college basketball a best of three or a best of five or a best of seven?
No, I don't.
Just so we can make sure the most talented teams win?
No, I don't think that's his argument. I think his argument is branching off from the regular season in March Madness. He's saying the best team in the regular season, who we deem as number one going into the tournament, that team more times than not doesn't win, right?
They do.
The championship,
actually,
right?
They do.
No, but I think what he's saying is when you have these teams that pop up as Cinderellas, that path for that team, is that the appropriate way to do it?
I got to tell you,
does that really crown who the best is?
I can name those teams on one hand. And you got to go back years to do it. Villanova in 85, Houston or NC State in 83, a Butler team that catches fire. Like, we get one team. We're not littering the Final Four with Cinderellas. Like, I think he's got this thing reversed, and that somehow this tournament is so flawed that we're not seeing the best teams win. We do see the best teams win.
We don't know
who's the best of the best until they play the tournament. Like, I don't know why he's so hell bent on that the best teams should somehow automatically be gifted into a Final Eight or a Final Four because they're the best and we can't stand to see upsets. Number one's already getting to play a 16, and then they play the winner of 8-9. Like, it's now, could teams be overseeded or underseeded? Yeah, that's the beat. It's the mystery of the tournament. Like, he took the most beloved thing to me and wanted to say, you know what? I'm done with the upsets. I don't like them. I don't like that the best teams maybe don't show up in one day and they get booted out. Well, that's sports.
But you also are a person that you love the underdog. Like, you, I think some of your emotion is rooted in the enjoyment of watching that develop throughout a tournament. I'm
He's
on the other
like
side
it's
of that.
Flawed though. Like, and I don't see a flaw. 65% of this tournament goes to the one seed all the time. Like, name me the Cinderellas. I named them. There aren't that many. And if they do get far, they're only getting maybe to the 8 or the 4. Yes, could a great team get knocked out? Of course, that's the beauty of it. I don't know why he thinks it's flawed. Now, if you told me, hey, this thing's in inverse, we got 65% of seeds that are 6 or worse are winning this thing every year, then Maddie, I would say, you're right. Something's a little off with it. But it's not. The analytics back it up. The number one seeds are winning 65-70% of the time. And we only usually get one Cinderella.
I still agree with Joel that it's still a little fluky for me, the process. Because I hear what he's saying about when you're a team that puts in so much work throughout the entire year, right? And you get to a point and you can lose to, I don't know, pick a Cinderella team program that you, whatever team, right?
St. Joseph's.
Is that the appropriate way to find a national champion in that sport? I think that's what he's trying to get at. Is now, I would love to hear his solution because we haven't heard that. But I think that's where his problem is. He doesn't like how that sport goes about finding their champion after you put in over, you know, 3-4 months of work or whatever it is throughout the regular season.
It did kind of sound like his he didn't say this outwardly. It sounded like he was implying that the solution was a series. Where he's like, oh, you just have one-off game and, you know, you could have a cold shooting night and then you lose. So he didn't say these words, but it sounded like the solution that somebody should have offered in to rebut that point would have been, you want them to have a series?
You're not playing back-to-back nights. You're not, like, you get time to prepare. You see your road. Like, if the better team on paper gets upset, I'm good with it. I'm like, that's your fault. Like, I don't think you deserve, like, a mulligan. Like, and the other thing is, the thing we love the most is the NFL in this. So, if the best sport in this country is the NFL, and they're, now I know it's football and basketball, it's physical. You can't do it the way they do in basketball because you can't play as many games. But my point is, they're not going to a series. They're a one and done. We've seen, like, but they get buys, the division winners, they get a home game. Like, it is slanted towards the teams that have earned the better seeds. Like, I guess where I'm at with it, bottom line is, why is it so important for the best teams on paper to make sure that they have a much better chance of winning?
Because of their body of work and the teams that they had to play throughout the regular season that are tougher than some of the Cinderellas in the conferences they came from.
I think we kind of do that for them. We seed them higher. They have the matchups. They're a big favorite. We regionalize them so they get their fans there. I don't know what more you can do. And they supposedly get an easier road because their bracket is set up for that. But yeah, I don't know if he walked it back. It wasn't, I didn't hear the truck beeping. That's all. All right, we'll come back, Maddie, with a little pre-snap read and our bet of the night for Bet365. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt. I just freaked the hell out of someone. The Fan.
Care Heating and Cooling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Bird live at Roosters.
Presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fan's YouTube channel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Osterville. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
As we go into the afternoon, wild warm winds will help those temperatures get into the mid to low 50s for central Ohio. A mix of sun and clouds early with chances of rain developing a little bit in the afternoon and early evening, but the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Dublin.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
True to his name, Matty Ice wears a winter coat in the middle of summer. He lives the gimmick, man. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, back at it. And our boy Trags, even though they're out of it, there's still news coming out of Cincinnati. With trying to find the happiness for Joe Burrow and all that good stuff. And Trag's nice enough to join us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right, my man, how you feeling?
Well, it's pouring rain down here in the southern part of the state, and I'm on my way to practice right now in locker room availability. Jamar Chase speaks today. Don't know if he's going to have any great nuggets for us that Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow haven't already provided this week. We'll see.
You going poncho at practice today, Trey? Is that what you're wearing out there? Where are we going?
I don't know yet. I just want to stay dry, so I may stay in my car for as long as possible, then run into the building.
Our guy Trags with the Jungle Roar pod and a lot more covering the Bengals. How did you read his comments this week? I asked Adam Schefter yesterday on whether he believes with the people he talks to that Joe Burrow likes Zach Taylor and wants him to continue to be his head coach. You would know this as much as anybody, at least get a feeling on it. Is he a big supporter of his head coach?
He is. He does like Zach. I think he feels like he can do things with Zach and not get permission, so to speak, that he would have to with other coaches. Maybe one exception to that is Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator with the Bills. Other than that, though, he has pretty much full run of the house and of the table in Cincinnati with the Bengals, does Burrow. And he does like that. I think with Joe Burrow, his bigger issue, and he'll never say this, we tried to get him to say it yesterday, is how the team is constructed around him. And clearly last year he was saying and intimating and giving all the hints that the whole team is on his shoulders. And it's still pretty much that way. Like even this year, even when he went out with injury for 10 weeks, everything revolves around Joe Burrow. Well, that's not how you win in the NFL long term. It clearly is not. And he wants to see a better effort in free agency, for instance, to bring in veterans, to surround the younger players on defense. He wants to see more of an effort to build out the offensive line in the offseason and not wait until the first week of training camp or the second week of training camp to bring in a Dalton Risner. He just wants to see signs that the Bengals are on board full go in the offseason so that when it gets to the regular season, the Bengals aren't playing catch up.
Tracks, you kind of touched on Ja'Marr Chase's comments, I believe, after last week's game, and I'm sure you were probably right around that media scrum where he alluded to maybe some changes in his mind that he would make. When you heard Ja'Marr Chase say that, what did you think of that statement and what changes do you think he's referencing?
I think he was hinting at the coaching staff because Ja'Marr Chase is not getting to the level of, I think, the front office when he's talking about that. I think he was clearly kind of throwing some shade at some of the coaching staff and how the team has been run in practice. That's what Ja'Marr Chase pays particular attention to, I think. And maybe I'm reading that wrong, but that's the way I read that. And, you know, I think what's troubling to so many around the organization is the laissez-faire status quo is good enough because they went to the Super Bowl in 21 and went back to the AFC title game in 22. Zach constantly, and he did it again yesterday, he constantly goes back to that rationale, to that legitimacy, legitimizing the way the Bengals run their operation. And it's not a winning formula in the NFL. You know what it does do? It reinforces the stereotype that the Bengals are stuck in the past with their old ways because once or twice they hit gold with it, they feel like that emboldens them to stay with the way they run their mom-and-pop football operation.
So after that Bears game at home, that was just absolutely crazy, and then Loveland rips off that crazy touchdown, Chase Brown had some really spicy things to say after that game. After that moment, did you notice a shift in the team chemistry at all between the offense and defense?
For temporarily, yes, but then it was almost like Zach got Chase Brown back on board quickly. I think Chase Brown was right to call out the defense. Do you remember when Tom Brady in the offseason called out Joe Burrow to get on his defense, bring him into the room, and say, you guys need to get your act together. You guys need to get your crap together and stop making all of these mistakes. We're working our tails off on the offense. Get your crap together on defense. That's Tom Brady telling you what he would do if he were Joe Burrow. I get it. Joe Burrow doesn't have the fire and the intensity, and I was around Tom Brady for 25 years, that Tom Brady had. But what Brady is telling Burrow is, at some point, you as a franchise leader, not just the quarterback of the offense, you as a franchise leader have to hold the team accountable. You saw more from Chase Brown in that regard than you did anybody else on defense. And, you know, that to me was kind of a watershed moment of the team is not having its feet held to the fire whatsoever. Nobody lost their job. Cam Taylor-Britt was benched for a little while earlier in the season. But nobody loses their jobs. Everybody's like, oh, well, we gave it our best. We'll come back next week and try harder. That's ridiculous.
You bring up a very good point. I think that goes to ownership. You know, how much ownership can Joe take over this squad? Because a lot of this stuff's been a little bit cryptic lately with him. So your point is well taken. And maybe behind the scenes, he will be a little more direct with the people he needs to. Let me get your confidence in the offseason that with the money they have, and they certainly have a lot, that they could go ahead and do some free agent shopping for this defense and how confident you are in that.
They absolutely have to. I don't see a world where Joe Burrow comes back satisfied unless the Bengals do what they did in 2020 and 2021. When they brought in Trey Hendrickson, when they brought in Chido Awuzie, Von Bell, DJ Reader, Larry Ogunjobi. I think in my column this morning, I list off the six free agents that the Bengals brought in that two-year span and transformed the defense. And what were they? They were all leaders who kicked, you know what, they kicked tail. And they helped develop the younger players, and I didn't even mention Jesse Bates. That was a terrible mistake by the Bengals, as it turned out. A terrible mistake to let him go. They never have been able to replace him in the secondary. But they need to do that, have that kind of offseason to supplement some of the good young players on defense who are not ready to lead. If you do that, you're going to have the rookie players and the second-year defensive players are going to play at a higher level. They're not going to feel the pressure that they have to come in and be playmakers right away.
Trags, what happened with the whole Jermaine Burton situation? Because I know when he got drafted, I believe in the third round, there was some excitement about maybe adding him to an already good offense. But talk about what was happening behind the scenes this year and what led to that end result.
Oh, that's amazing. The dunk.
Part two.
That's dunk part two. The funny part about it is it always happens right after the end of the question.
Oh my God, we can't make that. Here's the deal.
I don't even know if we have time to get him back.
I was reaching for the phone? I'm reaching to play this.
Does the quarterback situation at Penn State just end any conversation that they could be in this game?
You got to cut the other one for the next segment.
The sequel. Dunk the sequel. I thought your question was good because now that they've cut ties with him.
Apparently, Trags disagreed.
Oh, man. He said he was protesting the question.
Oh,
okay. I thought you said maybe he was back.
Tell him thanks.
Well, you got to call him at least.
I'll text him and let him know. We had one minute left in the break.
Oh, my goodness. That is unbelievable. That is so funny that happened that way. That's... You can't make it up.
Never happens in the middle of the question when you kind of know he's gone.
Oh, man.
Dunk.
Or in the middle of an answer.
We'll come back with Tell the Truth next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Picture it. You're...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
I have a special announcement. Common Man and Timmy is the most listened to radio show in the state of Ohio. Coming in at number two, Common Sense. You should listen anyway.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
You. A Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Tell the Truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation at windownation.com.
All right, TLC, take us home.
Talk about what was happening behind the scenes this year and what led to that end result.
Did you talk to him during the break?
I sent him a text.
Okay.
Oh, he responded. Let's see. Sorry about that, Cole. Great segment.
Oh, it was.
It's good. Yeah.
He said good stuff.
Was being the operative word.
I didn't know that he had covered Brady for that long. That was the 20 plus years he was around Tom Brady. That was an interesting nugget there.
Maybe you should have asked him about deflated balls.
Smashing cell phones. Remember, Tom said I'd do that all the time, AR?
Give me that SIM card.
Come on, man.
Let's see.
Tell that SIM card. who's boss.
And they're over here weighing football.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
That's our guy. Why am I drawing a blank?
Are you serious?
If your victory as a Cleveland Browns fan is New England's not good anymore, I mean, I feel bad for you.
Still don't know his name?
AR, you got this.
No, can I... Can you not do that name, man? I'm on the radio.
Burr.
Yes.
Bill.
Yeah.
Okay. Big-ass franchise.
There we go.
You know, you just get done doing a three-hour show.
What was that one?
Bitch-ass franchise.
He's talking about the Colts. Hey.
Oh, man.
I love when we you asked him about, I just want to check in how you're doing, you know? I mean, yeah. The Patriots are in the dumps a little bit. And I love how you're calling me now, asking me how things are going.
We're calling him during all those Super Bowl runs.
Oh, then he went.
Bitch-ass franchise.
He was on one with us. That was great. Loved it.
That's what we wanted him to be when you got Bill Burrow.
And then his kid was like talking to him or something.
Can you not do that here, man? I'm on the radio.
That's right.
Oh, man.
We were a priority. Well, I mean, I wasn't a part of that, but whoever. Colin was a part of
CB,
that.
Yeah.
You three were a priority. All right. I think I got something working for this Christmas gift parlay. Okay. In fact, I'm giving Ice this as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like that.
It all goes into the fund.
Yes. If the bet loses, it's on me. If the bet wins, it's for you two.
No sweat bet.
There we go. So we're trying to come up with something like long term, something that we can follow and have fun with. So I got three events that are taking place in this parlay. I think we got some really good odds here. Okay. So at plus 140, the Los Angeles Dodgers win the National League.
I really like that.
Okay.
I really like that because they may mess around and get Scooble, too. They ain't done. So, yeah, I like that. Getting that now.
We're already tying this bet up through this money up through September.
Okay.
Whatever. All right.
Well,
go ahead.
Let's bump it up to March, that's April good. Then. Okay.
No, I'm throwing them in there.
All right. April. All right. April, May. Carlos Alcaraz wins the French Open.
It's your expertise right here, AR.
It's either him or Yannick Sinner. So, we got a 50-50 shot, basically. Plus 140.
50-50 limit line.
Okay.
Now, we have to play the schedule game for this one. Plus 190, the Pittsburgh Steelers lose in the wild card round.
Ooh.
We have to play the schedule game with the Ravens on that.
Yeah.
But if the Dodgers win the National League...
But they also have to make the playoffs.
Yes.
Like we got to beat the Ravens. Okay. All right.
That's the schedule game. So, Dodgers win the National League... Carlos Alcaraz wins the French Open, and the Pittsburgh Steelers lose in the wild card round. A $50 bet would win $785.
Oh, it's a nice dinner on TLC right there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice dinner on TLC.
So you would split that, and you would each get a little less than $400.
Okay.
And it'd be my $50 that would lose.
What worries you the most of those three legs?
Maybe Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm comfy with tennis and baseball. The two.
Yeah, like
I'm pretty comfy with that.
I feel like I can riding with that. I just think Pittsburgh's a tough ask right now.
Okay, well here the most.
But it's okay. I mean, that's what makes it fun. That's what makes the odds what they are.
The most likely outcome at plus 105 would be miss the playoffs. Losing the wild card is a plus 190. Yeah, so if we drop it down to that, if you want to have them miss the playoffs, then it would be a $50 bet to win. Between the two of you, about $270 instead of $400.
Still a nice little dinner. You know, maybe shave off an app or two, but it's a nice little dinner.
Mm. I'm just looking at the schedules and making sure that we can pull this off. Pittsburgh right now is 8-6, and they play at Detroit. You think they're losing, so that goes to 8-7.
Yep.
They go to Cleveland. And win?
They're winning that.
9-7.
9-7, and then it all comes down to can you beat Baltimore at home?
Oh, that's going to be like a Sunday nighter, probably, because the winner probably
unless we can get the Ravens to lose their next two, and then it may not matter,
Each of them?
Well, they're playing New England and then at Lambeau. It's not like they're going to be favored in either one of them.
Wow. I still think they split.
Oh, you know, what was the line for our game this week?
Yeah, what is the line on New England and Baltimore?
Oh, hey.
I don't even know.
Me either.
I just assumed they would be a home dog.
Ravens -3.
Okay, so they're the favorite.
I will say this. The New England Patriots have far and away played the easiest schedule mathematically.
Last place schedule from last year, right?
They have.
Okay. Did they finish last place in that division last year? Either way, doesn't matter.
They drafted fourth.
Yeah, they're a bad team, so it really doesn't matter.
Would have been Browns, Titans.
Do you like the Steelers to beat them on the final week of the year?
No, because I think we split.
You guys beat us at home, man.
But you can still get in?
You guys,
if you lose that game?
No. We would have to win the division.
So the plus 105 to miss the playoffs for you may be a safer path for us to kick off this three-leg parlay.
Okay.
Right? The plus 105 part of it? Rather
than a $50 total?
Yes.
$25 apiece?
Yeah.
No, $50 from me.
50, it's his.
This is my gift to you.
Yeah, this is our Christmas gift.
All right. I'm just saying, I was wondering if we could bet it both ways. With Pittsburgh missing it and then losing in the first round.
Two parlays.
Yeah, like maybe we could just protect ourselves.
You know what? A $25 parlay on each?
Because there's enough money there to work with.
Smart. Let's do
that. We don't just paint ourselves into the corner on the Steelers.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
We'll do both. We'll do Dodgers win the National League. We'll do Carlos Alcaraz wins the French Open. And we'll split it into two parlays where we have the Pirates. I know the Pirates are missing the playoffs. We'll have the Steelers miss the playoffs, and we'll have the Steelers make the playoffs but lose in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's cook that up. That's a good call by AR. Let's cook that up.
All right. That is my gift to you, too.
Nice.
And it'll have some camaraderie.
Yep.
Probably win. Interest.
Let's try to get to that third leg.
Ice is going to be following tennis in the French Open.
Yep.
And we just have to worry about Yannick Sinner.
Oh, ho, ho.
And think about it, dude. The Dodgers are so deep. They can afford a couple injuries. Other teams may not be able to.
It's crazy.
Edwin Diaz in the back end of that bullpen now. Are you kidding me?
It's silly, man. They had money come off their books so they could spend money this all season, and they've got prospects to go get Skubal.
What apparently. If they trade for Skubal?
That's what I'm saying. It's just
all right.
It's silly.
That's it. Two $25 parlays.
Okay.
We're done. I like it.
Nice little scratch off.
I like scratch and sniff.
For us.
Oh my god!
Oh man! Is that all? What do you got, AR?
No, I was just saying. Is that it? Right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
All right. Hey, before we go, you miss anything from our show? Don't worry. You can always catch up wherever you get your podcast. All you got to do is type in Rothman and Ice. Everything we do from noon to three, we'll be waiting there for you. Subscribe to the podcast as well. Bet365 is the sponsor of the Rothman and Ice podcast. Coming up on Common Man and Timmy, Common Man in the House, Nicole Sheeran in for Timmy Hall. Don't move. Coming up on a Football Friday tomorrow, we'll get you ready for the college football playoff and a lot more.
All right, keep it locked on the Fan, and we appreciate you listening. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
T-Bone and Tybus are everything you want in a delicious breakfast. Lots of empty calories, no nutritional value.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Van.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.